Now I'm going to go to my next guest this evening, and my next guest is someone that you will all know, David Latelli, and David is better known as Brown Butterbean. How on earth does someone get a name like that? I'm not quite sure, but anyway, I don't think I should ask David that. Well, actually, why shouldn't I? He might. I don't know if he'll... I want to talk to him, actually, about what he's doing right now that's putting him right out there in the front of our nation. Kia ora, David. Thank you for taking the time to be with me on and our listeners on Radio Wātea.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. Do you mind if I ask you, Brown Butterbean?
Yeah. When I first
started
boxing,
that's the name.
When I first started boxing, I was weighing 210 kilos, so I was quite a big brown guy. And there was a famous American boxer called Butterbean, who was quite a big white guy. So when I started, they called me the Brown Butterbean, and the name stuck. And who would ever thought it's now helping hundreds of thousands of our people? You know, it's awesome.
Well, you'd be well under, you must have been a bonny lad at hitting the scales at 210.
I was a big boy, that's for sure.
Oh, well, you've done some work over the years then, David.
Yeah, you know, it's been amazing to start my journey, and I realised, you know, to help myself, I had to also help my people. So it's been an amazing movement that, you know, turned into such an amazing ministry, really.
David, I was reading something the other day that said you can't you can't change your life if you don't change your habits, or some of the habits. So I guess that's pretty that's pretty fundamental to making some changes, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I have to understand that, you know, there's no secret. Everyone thinks there's a secret to losing weight, and all I have to do was stop drinking fizzy drinks, stop eating rubbish every day, and go for a walk, and it really is that simple, you know. But there's a lot of bad habits that I had to break. But, you know, first I just had to start. You know, don't overthink it, and just get started.
Yeah, start somewhere. Well, listen, David, I wanted to talk to you about, as I said, you're right in front of the nation at this point in time, was Dancing with the Stars, and how's it going?
Well, so far I've lasted 3 weeks. So I've passed the halfway point, and I'm starting to think, geez, maybe I could make the final here, you know. So it's really tough, but I'm not doing it to win the competition. All I'm doing it for is it's prime time. I get the clip that they play before I dance, and then the 30 seconds to a minute I get to speak after I dance. And all I'm doing is speaking and trying to encourage people, trying to encourage our people, and really showcase our work in the community, and showcase the struggle that so many people find themselves in, that, you know, look, a lot of New Zealanders don't see or understand.
Yes, yes. Well, if you've got through 3 weeks, you must be pretty light on your feet. You must be getting there. But David, I've heard that people who do go in as a contestant for Dancing with the Stars, I've heard that they actually lose significant weight during the lead up to it, with all the training that you have to do. And then, you know, obviously keeping it through right to the end of the series.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with where my weight was. You know, I'm training a lot anyway, so that wasn't, you know, I'm just maintaining. I actually have to make sure I'm eating enough. To you know, we're training 20 hours a week on top of everything else I'm doing. It's a whole lot of work, but it's also the mental strain. You know, you're doing something you're not that good at in front of the nation on live TV, and then opening yourself up for judgment. So, you know, you have to be quite mentally strong to get through it.
Yes, you have to. Do you all train together? You know, you might be changing training at one end of the hall and a couple of the others, or are you actually on your own with your partner?
Yeah, you train on your own with your partner at different dance studios, and then you come together in the weekend. And the weekend is just a whole bunch of rehearsals. So I'm lucky I've got a very supportive wife, because, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I'm not home. I'm literally in the studio rehearsing, filming for the live shows on Sunday and Monday.
Oh, my goodness. That's quite a grueling routine.
It really is. But, you know, again, it's my sole purpose is to get our, you know, so people can see the work that we're doing, they can raise money for, you know, for charities. And that's all I'm doing it for, you know. And it could, you know, I couldn't afford to buy the coverage that I'm getting at the moment. You know, not many people could, so I'm just trying to make the most of it. And you know, people need it. Mm. Need to keep me there. I'm the last Maori guy there. So you know, we need to stay on as long as possible.
Well, that's great. So if you're halfway there, and that means that you've got to learn each week. Then I mean, you've got another 3 weeks to go. Is it? So that means you've got another 3 dance routines to learn.
No, just it's 2 dance routines a week now. So I have to learn in 3 days, pretty much, 2 dances.
Oh my god!
2 dance routines. Oh my! It's incredibly tough. Yeah.
Yes, I know. Oh well, at least you're doing it, and obviously because you're there, people. It could be your lovely smile, but people are voting for you, and you're getting there. So that's really great. So you must be thrilled.
Yeah. I'm very happy. We're getting lots of. You know, I've been last and second to last. Most weeks, so we're getting great public support because people love the work and they're really, you know, taking to us. So I'm really happy. You've got to keep voting by texting Dave to 3333.
That's the way, Dave, to 3333, is it?
Yeah, that's the one. Keep us
And how's everybody else doing? Because I guess, you know, when you come together and the studios on the Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday, you'd see other members of the Dancing with Stars. How are they all doing? Are you sort of getting some camaraderie there?
Yeah, no, we're all having a good time together. It's tough though, the longer it goes, because every week someone goes. So, you know, it's quite sad when they go, but we're all there for the right reasons, you know. We're all there to enjoy ourselves, yeah. And we're never going to do this again. At least I'm not. So, it's, you know, let's raise as much money as we can for charity.
Hmm. Yes, that's right. And as you say, you're there for the right reasons, and that's great. And so, what is your charity?
So my charity is my charity, what I'm doing. So it's Just Move, which is what raises all the money for, you know, we've got... every single thing we do in the community is free. We've got 3 gyms. We've got a youth program. We've got whānau programs. We've got a kapa haka. We've got a community kitchen. We've got a food bank, which I call a food share. You know, just one of my gym costs us $140,000 a year. Just the lease, not including wages and anything like that. And we make no money from everything's free. So we have to continually hustle and do things like this, like dancing and looking silly on TV to raise awareness.
Oh, well, that's great. I'm pleased it's going to the work that you know and supporting your work. So that's wonderful, David. Look, thank you very much. And thank you for coming on at this hour, Radio Wātea, because now we know now, and, you know, that you're doing it for the love of the work that you do and for the people that you can reach. And that's wonderful. And now, can you just give us that number again, please, that we've got to make sure that so we can vote?
Yep, so the lines are open right now, and it's text Dave to 3333.
Dave, 3333. Well, there you go. We've got Radio Wātea listeners there, and they've got their phones at the ready, and they can get on and do that now. Look, Dave, thank you very much for talking to us, and I do hope that you stay the distance, my friend.
Thank you very much for the support, Ka kite.